Welcome to the MLP Secret Santa. How does this thing work? It's Christmas, you dingus. The MLP Secret Santa has been an annual holiday celebration and gift exchange for 7+ years. What started in 2015 as a spontaneous exchange on MLP with no more than 80 Anons has since grown to a yearly event with over 250 unique participants. This event typically runs through October to January, with the bulk of it centering around November to December. It fosters friendship and goodwill towards all fellow pony fans, as participants send each other letters, greeting cards, gifts, and care packages. We take this time out of the year to stop being so horrible to one another and embrace our mutual love of tiny horses. If you would like to participate, whether you want to exchange just cards, a package, or both, fill out the Google Doc or Docs linked in the threads. The forms are pretty self-explanatory, but if you do have any questions, you can of course ask the thread. After signups, you will be randomly assigned both a Santa and a Santee. There are two separate people. One, your Santa, will send you a gift, and the other, your Santee, will receive a gift from you. Remember, you must send a gift to get one back. Failure to do so bars you from future events. Each Anon is allowed to sign up for multiple greeting card exchanges, but only one gift exchange. Packages are expected to have a minimum price of $20, not including shipping. This is a minimum, and some generous Anons may plan to go over that amount. But it's not necessary for you to do that unless you want to. Know that if you decide to splurge, you aren't guaranteed that the person gifting you, your Santa, will do the same. After all, it's about the thought, not the cost. If you only want to exchange cards and not gifts, you can do that as well. I live outside the US. Can I still participate? Yes! The exchange is open to international participants, though be prepared for shipping costs and customs fees. On the form, you will see an option asking whether you prefer to exchange internationally. If you say no, but there are no other participants from your home country, I will alert you before the assignments go out. What if I never get my gift? Unfortunately, people can be mean, and it's possible your gifter may flake on you, also known as grinching. In the event that this happens, I am always taking names of kind Anons willing to donate extra gifts to participants. If you want to be on reserve to give gifts and don't want any in return, feel free to skip the Google form and email me directly. There is a list of known Grinches from past events which I screen before assignments as best I can. Anyone who may be Grinched or who may not have received their Grinch rescue package during any previous years should contact Pony Claws with details at any time. What if my Santee never posts at all? One of the most common complaints Anons have had throughout the years is a lack of communication between themselves and their Santa or Santee, so-called ghosting. It causes a lot of anxiety and frustration, and while unfortunately I can't force anyone to be responsive, I will be implementing a ghost list this year in order to ensure that your Santa knows that you at least know that this event exists. You need to put on your name tag and post at least once in the Secret Santa thread. I'll be checking archives for all names around the same time I check for Grinches. If you haven't bothered to post once, then you will be barred from future events. What if my Santee never posts the gift I gave them? Schedule of events and deadlines. October 7th, signup doc goes live. October 31st, 11:59 p.m. CST, signups close, no exceptions. November 3rd onwards, assignments will be given out. December 1st through the 10th is the latest suggested mailing period. December 25th, open your gifts. Post lots of pictures to the thread so your Santa can see them. January 1st, Grinch Rescue begins. Frequently asked questions. How do gifts work? Gifts are exchanged round robin style. Imagine Anons sitting in a circle with each Anon passing the gift to their person on their right. A gives to B, gives to C, gives to A. The person assigned to gift you is not the same person you will be shopping for. When assignments go out, you will receive all the info your non filled out on their sign-up form, such as their favorite ponies and preferences. You will also receive a unique holiday ID name for yourself and one for your giftee so that you can use it when posting in the thread during unboxings or to communicate if need be. Have fun with it, but understand this is not a free ticket to name self shamelessly. Please use your best judgment when posting with your ID. Once you have your assignment, it's time to get shopping. Please keep your receipt or receipts and tracking information for any and all packages if you are exchanging a gift. Be sure to alert me with the tracking information when you ship. I typically only need to know the tracking number and carrier/website to use it with when you send a package from you to your Santee, or if you're mailing the items directly from the manufacturer. Can I send food? If your non is okay with it, I suggest sticking to pre-packaged items because he implied 4chan. But some anons like baking cookies or other treats. Be sure to thoroughly package anything you send to avoid crumbs or mess getting onto any other items. Avoid things that could melt or are easily crushed unless they are in a well-sealed container. Be mindful of your giftee's listed allergies or preferences as well as any customs regulations if sending internationally. Can I send alcohol? Domestically, this is not supported through the United States Postal Service, but possible through other mail carriers, so do so at your own discretion. Just be sure you wrap it securely and in a separate container in case it leaks or if breaking in transit. Non-alcoholic liquids, drinks, are fine to send through USPS, but you should always package them with extreme care and let the postal worker know your package contains liquids. Internationally, I do not suggest sending any alcohol or liquids. Always be sure to heavily research the customs laws for the country you are shipping to before sending any food or drink. Consider sending non-liquid items such as tea, coffee, hot cocoa mix, etc., if customs allow. I do not encourage sending anything hazardous, medicinal, or outright illegal to possess. Do not send bodily fluids of any kind, no matter how sexy. How do cards work? Cards are exchanged traditionally, i.e., you send to a non number 52 and he sends one back to you. You should receive a card back from each anon that you send a card to, but cards operate on the honor system. I can't track paper letters. Some anons send small gifts alongside their cards, but this is entirely optional. Store-bought or homemade, it's hard to go wrong with cards. Can I send drawings, poems, stories? Absolutely, get creative. Can I send a drawing/story as my gift? While any anon would be happy to receive these items, it's recommended to stick to exchanging cards if a drawing or story is the only thing that you can send. However, any type of fine art or craft, such as paintings, sculptures, textile crafts, homemade plushies, is eligible as a great gift. What about lewd? Please respect your anon's preference when it comes to lewd. Also, be aware of common sense while decorating the outside of your anon's envelopes or packages. Lewd is to be limited to the inside contents of cards and packages. Can you explain the price limit more? The $20 minimum, which does not include the cost you should set aside for shipping, is not a hard number per se, but more of a guideline to the total value a gift should have. It can be one big item or multiple small items. If your anon is okay with handmade goods, the perceived value of the handmade item should feel on par with that amount. You don't have to stress about hitting the exact number. Just put heart and care into it. It's always a great idea to include small, inexpensive items like stickers, cards, letters, etc., with your gift to give it a personal touch while remaining within your budget. Also, don't forget to send a note or letter with your gift. If you opt to send items directly from an online shop, please, please, please have the company/shop owner send along a personalized note for your Anon. Most, if not every, vendor should be happy to do this for you. Personalization and care will always win out over monetary value. Where do I get pony stuff? If you're in the States, practically everywhere. Try major retailers such as Walmart, Five Below, Target. Check the $1 to $3 bargain section for stocking stuffers. They frequently have items from popular kids brands and shows like MLP. Barnes & Noble. They sell plushes, Funkos, stickers, and of course comics and books. FYE. Do those even still exist? Hot Topic. Dollar stores and Dollar Generals. Craft stores like Michael's, Joann's, and Hobby Lobby. Supermarkets may also carry comics, magazines, and activity books, or small impulse items like blind bags. You can also occasionally find figures and items at thrift stores or yard sales if your Anon doesn't mind secondhand stuff. Honestly, I consider it like adopting a sad pony from the pound when I find pony toys at Goodwill. If you're not in the US, and pony is hard to come by, online vendors like Amazon are good options, as well as StoreNvy, Ticktail, Redbubble, Etsy, and other online storefronts. Local treats are fun to send as well if your Anon likes food, or small trinkets that represent your country. If you want to get creative, try your hand at making your giftie's waifu. The plush threads can assist with tips and resources. Or use a second-party website like Vistaprint or ArtsCow to create a huge variety of custom items. Do note, though, that some of these websites ship from China and can take a long time to process and deliver your order, so you usually have to act fast. Vistaprint offers a wide selection of items to meme up and plaster ponies all over, plus much speedier shipping than Chinese sites. However, they can be a little pricier. If you're buying something from Glorious China, please also make sure it isn't a bootleg of an independent artist's product. The Chinese plushies are usually a safe gift, but dockies and artwork are most likely theft. So try to find the original artist. Nobody cares if you rip off Hasbro by using their vectors or free-to-enjoy meme images, but be considerate of fan art and small artists' intellectual property. Still having trouble? That's exactly why the threads exist. Ask around, get advice, input, and help from your fellow horse friends. Have other questions? Post them in the threads or email me. Coordinator email for comments, concerns, and general inquiries is mlpsecretsanta2022@gmail.com. Card ambassador and assistant dragon supreme is thecardslut@gmail.com. Want to send Pony Claws a pipe bomb or 3-pound bag of glitter? Pony Claws, care of P.O. Box 946, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74101, USA. Want to send card slut pics of your feet? Email thecardslut@gmail.com for P.O. Box addresses. Happy heartwarming!